At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
A warmer Belivo, welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Spears, and now part of the Beast Family Podcast. We've got a great podcast for you. It's in segment number two. We are going to be joined by Brian Rolfe. He does great work over at Heat Check CBB. He has been working very hard on the College Basketball Almanac that is a little bit of a coming together with Heat Check CBB, Field of 68, along with the three-man. We have to get you guys set for the upcoming season. He did previews for that for the Southland, the Sun Belt, and the Metro Atlantic, the MAAC. So we're going to be diving into those teams a little bit. On top of that, I'm going to get his takeaways as to the Fadas Amek injury, what we can expect from Texas Tech moving forward with that injury, and so much more, and how they might be playing this upcoming season. And also going to be asking him a little bit about Eastern Michigan, what we can expect from them with Imani Bates and that ordeal, and just what in general is happening with that. So we're going to have a great chat with Brian in segment number two. In the final segment, since I did a college basketball conference preview yesterday, previewing the SWAC, I'm going to give you guys the previous 48 hours of college basketball news and notes. Not a lot of guys moving around at the D1 level, and not necessarily a ton of proven guys that are going to be out of the fold, but we did see some guys decide that they are going to be going to the non-D1 level for this upcoming season, and we did see a season-ending injury for someone from Boise State. So we're going to be diving into that, and if you have a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline, @unit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM, name does not matter, so as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. The other way is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated from there. You're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Did not get in any Twitter questions today, but we had a great chat with Brian in the second segment. I already did it, so I would know, and we're going to be diving into that next, right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Peterson, now part of the Beast Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get emotional with me, Riley Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Riley Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back in the lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Eats with myself, Craig Eats Pierce, and now part of the VEASAN Family Podcast. And it is great to be joined by our guest, it's Brian Rolfe. He does absolutely amazing work over at Heat Check CBB. He's a senior national writer for them. He is going to be hosting the Heat Check CBB Hangout as well. That is something new by him and Connor Rolfe, because they were doing the Hope and Rolfe podcast, but now they're doing the Hangout and they're getting our good friend Riley Davis in on that as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun come the college basketball season. And it is always fun to get Brian on this podcast. You hear him before on Twitter at BRAUF33. Last name is spelled R-A-U-F. And Brian, it is always great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being back, Greg. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. And I know that you guys have worked very hard on the College Basketball Almanac, sort of a collaboration between you guys, Field of 68, and the Three-Man Weave that is set to come out as this podcast drops in about 24 or so hours. So you probably want to get in your promo codes now to be able to save 20%, and you're able to use my name, Hoops, for that. So hopefully I sold you guys a couple copies there, so you're welcome for the free plug. But with that said, with what you covered for the Almanac, you did a conference that I just did a conference preview on for about a week or so ago in the Sun Belt, and I said it on that podcast. That was the toughest one to project in terms of a projected order of finish, because I think that every team in that conference is going to both win and lose five games within the conference. And when it comes to the Sun Belt, I think that they can be pretty pesky out of conference for those of the, for those in my sphere. When you get a lot of these teams that are catching double digits on the road in some of these five games, I think that they're going to have a lot of value. But that is going to be just great fun in general, taking a look at those games, which some of those games sometimes happen on a Friday. So, you know, we get some primetime action in there for them as well.
Yeah, that's going to be one of the more fun conference races to watch, because of what you mentioned. There's a lot of parity, but it's not parity from the standpoint of there's just nobody who's really good. It's parity from the standpoint that everybody is pretty good. I think there is a clear top tier of teams in that conference in the Sun Belt, but that tier probably extends to 5 or 6 different teams. I would feel comfortable with any of those 5 or 6 going against most power conference teams as being able to at least put up a fight. Then you got another tier below them that consists of another 5 or 6 teams who, on a good day, can play at that level. It's just a matter of answering some questions and some unknowns coming into the new season. So I will say, if you are looking for a conference to really pay attention to this year outside of the power conferences, the Sun Belt will be, I think, the most fun.
Yep, I totally agree with you. I'm with the Sun Belt as well, with how many new teams are coming in as well, because the Sun Belt and Conference USA, both this year or next year, they are going to look completely different, because we talk about conference realignment with the Big Ten, with the LA schools coming in within the next few years. As we know, the Big 12 is going to be looking drastically differently, whether that be next year or in years in the future. You're able to go down the list of the power conferences. They're going to be looking a bit different. Well, those two conferences, they are going to be looking very, very different. So that is going to cause for a lot of unfamiliarity and just a lot of fun games in general. So I'm looking forward to that, as Brian Ralph does a great job over at HXCBB. He's joined me on the podcast. And then I was talking about the Big 12 a minute ago, and one of those teams I think is going to be very formidable is Texas Tech. But we saw really unfortunate news a few days ago. Fadas Amek, who was amazing at Utah Valley. He has ranked in the top 3 in terms of rebounds per game each out of the last 2 seasons. A 6'11" gentleman that put up right around 18 points while shooting over 40% from 3 at Utah Valley. He has suffered a broken foot. He is going to be out several months. How long into the season it's going to take for him to get out there on the court, who knows? Heck, who knows if he's going to be able to make too much of an impact this season in general. But I mean, this is a really devastating injury for a Texas Tech team that they still have a little bit of size. But for Texas Tech, just them being in the Big 12, this is such a big loss, because night in and night out, they just don't have a day off in that conference.
Yeah, I think Texas Tech long term will be fine. I don't think this takes them out of like the NCAA tournament picture or anything like that. But at the same time, this is a team that struggled offensively last year. We're losing some of their key scorers, and we're relying on AMAC to be one of, if not their go-to guy offensively, particularly in the post. So without him for however extended period of time that ends up being, you're going to need other guys to step up. And it, of course, hurts your depth too. Texas Tech will be really good defensively. They'll have some solid options, but if you're talking about long-term upside and being able to compete at potentially the third best team in the Big 12, as some have them pegged, you need him healthy. So without him, and hopefully this isn't a foot injury that lingers, as we've seen sometimes with big men, but without him, or without him at 100%, it may fall more like 5th, maybe even 6th in the Big 12, as opposed to competing for that third spot.
Yep, and I'm really intrigued to see how they're going to be playing without him as well, because more of the other big men that they've got are Daniel Baccio and then Kevin O'Banner. And Kevin O'Banner, as we know, he can be very versatile. We saw that on display at Oral Roberts. And last year, he assumed a little bit more of a rim protector role for this team. But I think that Kevin O'Banner is really now going to become an even bigger X factor with the AMAC injury, just because now with Texas Tech, it does create a couple of funky bunch lineups for the team. And this is where he could use probably someone like a Malik Wilson, who did move on during the offseason. He transferred over to Houston. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see how Texas Tech is going to be playing without him, because I feel like now it just sort of throws things out of flux, and they either need to go with a little bit more size in general, with perhaps O'Banner and Baccio playing at the same time, or perhaps they play a small ball lineup.
Yeah, and if Amak is able to come back healthy later this year, I think you could see positive effects from this, because Mark Adams will be now comfortable playing different lineups. He'll be forced to experiment with some things that maybe he would not have had to otherwise. And one of the great things about college basketball is the variety and style of play, right? They don't necessarily see at the NBA level, at least at the wide spectrum you do in college. Having versatile lines can allow you to attack different ways depending on matchups and find a weakness and attack what you like. So looking at the positive aspect from this, if there is one to gain, it will be the fact that some guys get comfortable playing together in these smaller lineups than they may have otherwise. It's certainly on Mark Adams to adjust. And it'll be interesting to see which avenue he chooses to go down.
There's a lot of different ways they could go, but certainly this is going to be an ordeal worth noting for the entirety of the offseason and what we get out of Texas Tech during the season. You know that the defense is going to be there. The offense, that is really the question, in my opinion. It's joining me on the podcast. We do have Brian Ralph of HeatCheckCBB, and something that we saw a few days ago as well is this is a team that I thought was going to be able to rise up a little bit in the MAC. I certainly didn't think that they were going to be able to win the conference or anything like that, but Amani Bates goes to Eastern Michigan. We were all wondering how that was going to be turning out, but right now the Amani Bates ordeal, it is just not great. He was arrested on felony gun charges, which he's right now suspended indefinitely. We don't want to be casting any sort of guilty slash positive. We don't want to be just doing any sort of that. I'm going to let the legal process play out. But in terms of a gambling perspective, from my view, you just have to assume him out until further notice. And for Eastern Michigan, I thought that they were going to be a middle-of-the-road MAC team. I don't know where you had them before the Amani Bates ordeal, but even if Amani Bates is cleared of all this, even if he is good to go towards being part of the season, just him being out, not being able to play, not being able to practice, not being able to just get in shape in general, this alone is going to hurt them. And worst comes to worst, he's guilty of all this, and he's not going to be out there on the court. And then Eastern Michigan doesn't have the guy that they were looking to build their offense around.
Yeah, I mean, without Bates, just talking strictly on court, without Bates, Eastern Michigan is probably a bottom half of the MAC team. And I think you can probably solidly lock them in there. And they needed him to have that kind of upside, because I'm with you, they're probably still middle of the pack with him in the fold. But just based on talent, and he hasn't always played up to that talent level, but based on that talent and just physical tools that he had the potential to be the best player in the MAC. And so if you're Eastern Michigan, you're taking that gamble and hoping you could get that guy that can kind of carry you. On court, he's not going to be there now, at least for the foreseeable future. So any chance Eastern Michigan really had of breaking through, I think, is dependent, again, upon the legal process and what happens there in terms of when he's able to get back on the court.
I do think that that is going to be tough for them. You wish absolutely nothing but the best for all involved, but certainly doesn't sound promising. We shall see how that plays out, but certainly for Eastern Michigan, that does put them a little bit behind the eight ball as well. And just behind the eight ball in general are a few teams that are dealing with injuries. But in terms of just all the work that you've done on the Almanac, because I know you did a trio of different conferences. You did the Metro Atlantic, the Sun Belt, we talked about that, and just how fun that is going to be. And you join me for my Southland preview, which I do appreciate. And it's hard to find hearty souls that are willing to talk Southland basketball late August slash early September, especially with bringing in teams like Texas A&M Commerce. But in terms of just all the work that you've done, whether it be on those teams or just looking a little bit beyond that as well, as you take a look here throughout the offseason, who are a few teams that, as you evaluate them a little bit more, you're starting to either warm up on them a little bit more, or as it goes along, you're starting to think to yourself, man, maybe the pieces I thought were going to be terrific, maybe I'm having second thoughts, and maybe I'm having a little bit of buyer's remorse for going in on them so heavy towards the beginning of the offseason.
I'll give you a couple. I'll give you one kind of overall, and then one for each of those conferences you mentioned. I'll be quick. Southland, Nichols State is going to be the class of the conference. Again, it'll be the third, going for their third straight regular season title. There are some other good teams in that league. Texas A&M Corpus Christi has a good group they bring back. I think they're top seven scorers from an NCAA tournament team. They're going to be good, but Nichols, talent-wise, has the ability to really scare some power conference teams. So that would be a team I'd watch, the Mid-Atlantic Conference, the MAC, as I call it. Iona is going to be, obviously, the favorite team that should win, but Siena could be sneaky to me. There are some guys who are breaking through there. If Jackson Stormo can become a star and their guards take a step forward, Siena could be a dangerous team there as well that could potentially unseat Iona. And then Sun Belt, you mentioned a lot of good teams up there. It's hard to go against Georgia State. I think just maybe Jonas Hayes coming in, some high major transfers, Juan Odom from Xavier being, I think, the most notable one. But James Madison is another team to watch for me too. And they were in the CAA last year, and I don't know if people remember, but back in December, they had a big home victory over Virginia. And at that point, JMU was part of, I think, an 11-3 start or something like that. Like, they were on track to be one of the better mid-major teams in the country last year, went through a COVID pause, and had three major guys for them get hurt. And everything kind of fell apart from that point on. They bring everybody back, added some big transfers as well. I think we could see them be in that top group in the Sun Belt right away and be a very dangerous team again. And then overall, I don't like anybody in the Big Ten per se, but I think I was down on Illinois when the offseason first started. But as I look at this team more and more, what they have, the way Brad Underwood likes to coach without somebody like Kofi Coburn, I think their personnel fits that style. I have concerns about to the high level upside because I think you need TJ Shannon and or Matthew Meyer to become a star and a true go-to guy offensively. And I don't know if either does that, but I think with what they have with those two in the fold, I think they should be the favorite in the Big Ten, where I don't think I was necessarily thinking that 2-3 months ago.
I'm with you on Illinois being the favorite in the Big Ten. I take a look at all that they've brought in, and I do think that Brad Underwood is a coach that is willing to adjust his style as well, because we saw that at the beginning of his tenure at Illinois. They were looking to play that Stephen F. Austin style that made him so good a few seasons ago at the early part of his coaching tenure. They went very much more slow, a little bit more through the big man with Kofi Coburn, and I do think that he's going to be willing to adjust with this roster, so I agree with you there. And then I know you were mentioning the Sun Belt a little bit earlier as well, and I want to get your thoughts on the team that I put number one in the Sun Belt, and that'd be Coastal Carolina, because with Coastal Carolina, I think that bringing back Isa Mustafa, one of the best big men in this conference, I think is going to be big. I think that you could certainly make the case that Jordan Brown might be the most just dominant player in this conference when you've got a McDonald's All-American over at Louisiana. That's big. But for Coastal Carolina, with the way that they maneuvered the transfer portal, bringing in Jamario Brown and Antonio Day Jr., I think that that's a very formidable backcourt. And I feel like this could be a bunch that they struggle a little bit early, but they could be that team that towards back half of the season, they're the most dangerous team in the Sun Belt. And I do think that there are a lot of teams like that, but just want to get your thoughts on Coastal Carolina, because they're a team that I think could create some big upsets in the non-conference portion of their slate, because they do have that firepower with someone like a Day coming in.
They were probably the toughest team to peg for me, simply because of the fact that you mentioned Mustafa coming back and him being one of the better bigs in the Sun Belt, and it's true, but I think he's one of three returners that they had coming back on the year. They had double-digit guys enter the transfer portal, and they're bringing in double-digit newcomers this season. So you just don't know what to expect. You know, I was able to talk with Cliff Ellis for the Almanac, and he pretty much said that nothing's really going to change, even though the personnel, they have the system, they're going to do what they do, and that's made them successful. But because you have so many newcomers, there are some questions about chemistry and the meshing, finding a pecking order, adapting to that system, guys fitting the mold, right? I think they could be in that top group of the Sun Belt. I also see a scenario where they're in the bottom group of the Sun Belt. It just kind of depends on how that stuff goes. The unknown is interesting. I do think they have the upside to compete with the better teams if everything clicks sooner than we think.
You talk about the unknown with Coastal Carolina. Well, here's something that is known. You are doing amazing work over there at HeatCheck CBB, Brian. You guys have put in so much work on the Almanac, which, like I said, that's going to be out on Monday. So get in your promo codes if you have yet to, because that is going to be absolutely tremendous. It's going to be a great resource for getting set for the upcoming college basketball season. I know you've put in a ton of work with that, but I know that along with the Almanac, you've been doing some great work with other things, including the HeatCheck CBB Hangout and so much more. So I want to give you the floor and let the good people at home know they're able to follow you on social media and just what's all on tap for you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at BRAUF33. It's BRAUF33. As you mentioned, we have the Almanac coming out on Monday, the 26th, I believe is the date. Yep. Yeah, the 26th. You can pre-order it before then using the promo code HOOPS to get 20% off. Highly recommend doing that. Even if you aren't able to get that in time, I still recommend buying the Almanac. Just as a college basketball fan, not necessarily somebody worked on it, obviously, but just as a college basketball fan, this would be an extremely valuable piece for me and something I'd want. It's over 600,000 words. We did not skimp on anybody. There are 363 Division I teams this coming season. We wrote 1,300 words on each Division I team. We wanted to make sure everybody got covered, and no matter which aspect of college basketball you're looking at this from, your team was covered as in-depth as we possibly could. Talk to every coach in the country. Got some national content in there as well. I cannot recommend this enough. I really believe it is and will be the most comprehensive college basketball preview magazine that's out there. You can find it. There's a link in my Twitter profile. Again, it's BRAUF33. You can also go anywhere on HeatCheckCBB.com. Three-man weave, Field 68, verbal commits, all that's there. Make sure if you can get it in the next 24 hours, I would do so using promo code HOOPS. I get that 20% off discount before it drops on Monday.
The fact that you said that you guys did 1,300 words on every one of these teams is also very impressive. Trust me, because I did my SWAC preview on this podcast yesterday. Finding a way to do 1,300 words on Mississippi Valley State deserves like some sort of a medal, gold star, what have you, because that was not easy. So I give you guys a lot of credit. And yep, you're laughing because you know how hard some of those like swag teams can be.
There were some teams that probably could have been covered with 13 words instead of 1,300 words, but we wanted to make sure we gave the same attention to all 363.
And we appreciate that on this podcast. Diehards that they are going to get the job done regardless of how grody it is. I mean, Mike Rose should right now be doing a little bit of a voiceover for us because some of those teams should be on dirty jobs at this point. But with that said, credit where credit is due. And Brian is one of the hardest workers that you're going to find in college basketball. It is always great to get him aboard. He did the SWAC, he did the Metro Atlantic, and he did the Southland for the Almanac. And every time he does this podcast, he always delivers the goods. Big thanks to Brian for joining me on Coast to Coast Heaps, now part of the VEASAN Family Podcast. And coming up next, since I did a little bit of a conference preview yesterday with the SWAC, I'll get you guys round up with all the news and notes that we saw in college basketball both Friday and Saturday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Soups with myself, Greg Oops Spears, and now part of the Easton Family Podcast. It is always a pleasure to get Brian Roth on the show. He does amazing work over there at EHXCBB, The Almanac, which we were talking about a little bit earlier. Going to be such a great resource for anyone getting set for the upcoming college basketball season. For those of you guys who are recent subscribers, I will have mine out a little bit later on. I would think that late October is when we're going to be expecting that. A little bit more betting content in terms of that, obviously, and taking a look at all these teams myself. So that is going to be a lot of fun. And as I always say on this podcast, utilizing multiple resources, I think, is a very good thing. I think that I'm going to do a terrific job with the VSIN College Basketball Guide, but I also recognize that they are doing amazing work with the Almanac as well. Getting both probably going to put you in the best position to win. And Nick, putting you in the best position to win, we've got a mutual friend over there at Blue Ribbon Yearbook, Blake Lovell, that does amazing work as well. You get those two guys, you get the VSIN Guide towards the back half of the offseason, and you've probably put yourself in really, really good shape to have an amazing college basketball season. The more resources you can get, the better. And the Almanac, I'm sure, is going to be a tremendous one that comes out on Monday. And what we've got now here on the podcast is all the news and notes of college basketball over the last 48 hours. We did see one unfortunate injury, RJ Keene. He was rated by 247 Sports as the number 257 prospect in the class of 2021. He was expected to be able to take some strides forward this year for Boise State, just did not see the floor last year. You were expecting, okay, 6'7", a little bit of a combo player that was going to be able to step up, help out down low. Unfortunately, that is not going to be the case. He suffers a season-ending injury as it was to his shoulder, so you wish him absolutely nothing but the best, but a little bit of a blow for Boise State. It's not like I thought that he was going to be playing Mondo minutes, but I did expect a little bit of production. Then we saw a lot of guys that were at the D1 level decide, you know what, we're going to be going down to the non-D1 level. Tristan Green, he was at Denver, and he was able to do some relatively solid work at Denver. He has decided that he is going to be going down to Northeastern State. All of these are very easy for your handicap. All you need to note in this case is Mr. Tristan Green. He was at Denver last season. He is no longer at the D1 level. Cross him off your list of guys that you need to evaluate and move on. And for Green, his best year really came during the 2020-21 season. 6 points, 4.5 boards per contest. I was wondering if he would be able to bounce back after the average 2.5 points per contest. 6'9" player that was able to shoot threes, didn't necessarily shoot them well at about 30% or so, but he is now on the fold for a Denver team that is in quite a bit of transition. Abba Lowell, he was playing at Alabama A&M last season. He has decided that he is going to be going to Thomas and Moore. And Thomas and Moore also gets Matt Smith. I'll dive into him in a minute. But that said, for Abba Lowell, last season he was able to pull in there right around 2 rebounds per game. A little bit of a defensive stopper that saw limited minutes. A 7-foot project, and seems as though that project will not be prolonged as he has decided that he's going to be going down to the non-D1 level. Matt Smith, he was over at Murray State, and he decided that he is going to be going down to the non-D1 level as well. And while I was at Murray State, averaged 3.3 rebounds per contest, but really couldn't get a lot of playing time to make it worth his while. He didn't play in too many games at all, as a matter of fact, 4, and he was getting about 6 minutes per contest. So he has decided that he's going to get a little bit more playing time at a Thomas & Moore program that at the non-D1 level, actually pretty powerful. Chase Cook, he averaged about 1 point per contest at Robert Morris last season. He has decided that he is going to be going down to Allen College once again. Not one of those break-the-bag sort of transfers for Robert Morris. Jason Burge, he was over at Toledo last season, and he He has decided that he is going to be heading down to the non-D1 level, and he's going to be playing for Lake Erie College. He averaged 1 point per contest in 5 games, so that was not necessarily much of anything. This one, I think, is a little bit more meaningful, as Emmanuel Newsom didn't see a lot of minutes last year while he was over at Oakland, and you expected him to be able to just bust through at some point. He's someone that I thought had some upside, just could never really get out there on the court. He's decided that he's going to be going to Union College. Union College has actually produced some guys that have really been able to boom at the D1 level, but he's decided that he's going to be going the non-D1 route, and he is going to be going down a level. And speaking of gentlemen from Oakland, Madison Monroe, who began his career at Oakland last season, he was at Western Carolina. He's decided that he is going to be going to Christian Brothers University. So, oh, Brothers there, as he averaged right around 2.5 points per contest last two seasons, 30% three-point shooter, just really couldn't find his footing either with Western Carolina or with Oakland. So he's going down to the non-D1 level. And Alabama, Huntsville, has actually been one of the better D2 schools in recent seasons. And they're going to be getting Jacob Redeker, who was at Chattanooga last season. He redshirted as a 6'9". More of a traditional low post player with Chattanooga having their coaching regime change. He was probably going to be out of the fold for really consideration for a lot of minutes. So he's decided that he is going to be going down to Alabama, Huntsville. So pretty much this one turned out to be a little bit of cross guys off the list of names that you need to evaluate and move on sort of roundup. But with that said, that's very important for this upcoming season because it is preview season. We are down to the Power 6 and the American and the Atlantic 10 for my conference previews, and those are going to be coming within the next few weeks, where we're going to have those all set before the start of the college basketball season in very early November. We are starting to get there, and if you like what you're hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @JuneIn_D1. Keep in mind, letter CM, name does not matter, so as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. The other way, that is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Big thanks once again to Brian Rolfe of HXCBB for joining me in the last segment. I'll be coming at you guys every single day on this podcast during the off-season news and notes of college basketball, along with those conference previews I talked about just a second ago, and then once we get in-season, picks and analysis on every single game, every single day. So I will chat with you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.